Friends, it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass.
Oh, you must pray every day, pray every day, pray to God up above. You've got to go all the way, get out on your knees and pray. Show Him all your love. When your life is lonely and everything is wrong, and you don't know what to do, just get down on your knees and look up to heaven and say a prayer or two. Oh, you must pray every day, pray every day, pray to God up above. You've got to go all the way, get out on your knees and pray. Show Him all your love. If old Satan comes knocking on your door, don't let him in. He's got his eye on you. Don't be tempted, my friend, 'cause all he is sin, and he'll only bring sorrow to you. Oh, you must pray every day, pray every day, pray to God up above. You've got to go all the way, get out on your knees and pray. Show Him all your love.
The great Buck Owens with Pray Every Day. And friends, welcome to the Gospel Trail. And I hope you like Buck Owens, because Buck is in the Gospel Trail spotlight today. And you'll be hearing many of his great gospel recordings. Buck's real name was Alvis, A-L-V-I-S, Alvis Edgar Owens Jr. He was born on a farm in Sherman, Texas on August the 12th, 1929. And they had a donkey on the farm named Buck. And along about when Alvis was 3 or 4 years old, he walked into the house one day and he announced to the family that his name was also Buck. So Alvis Owens was known as Buck Owens from then on. In 1937, Buck's father, Alvis Owens Sr., decided their future lay to the West. Buck's parents, siblings, aunt, uncle, and cousins piled into a 1933 Ford sedan, 10 of them in total. They only stopped to eat and sleep, and their trailer hitch broke somewhere around Phoenix, Arizona. And they had relatives in Mesa, Arizona, so that's where they settled. Buck dropped out of school at age 13 to haul produce and harvest crops. His father gave him a cheap but priceless guitar. His mother, Macy, showed him a couple chords. Buck and his family harvested vegetables, peaches, carrots, cotton, and potatoes. And Buck was determined to lift himself out of the poverty, and every spare minute, Buck was playing his guitar. And at age 16, Buck was playing in the local honky-tonks. Then in 1948, Buck married Bonnie Campbell, an aspiring, very beautiful young singer. Here's two great Buck Owens numbers in a row. First, it's I'll Go to Church Again with Mama, followed by All the Way with Jesus.
I'll go to church again with Mama someday. in the sweet by and by. I'll go to church again with Mama up there in the chapel in the sky. You know, when I was just a little boy, while Mama used to take me to church, and we'd read the Bible together, and we'd sing those wonderful old hymns that just seemed to warm your heart all over. Yes, I know those were the happiest days I ever spent when I went to church with Mama. I'll go to church again with Mama up there in the chapel in the sky. Now Mama's gone to heaven to meet Jesus there, and I know she's happy with our Lord. And I know someday I'll meet her up there, and we'll sing and praise the Lord when I go to church again in heaven with Mama. I'll go to church again with Mama someday in the sweet by and by. I'll go to church again with Mama up there in the chapel in the sky. I've given up worldly ambition. I've given up my worldly ways, and I've put my trust in Jesus. I know He'll take me all the way. I'll go all the way with Jesus, all the way to heaven's door. I'll go all the way with Jesus and stand on heaven's golden floor. Gave my every sin, and when old Gabriel's trumpet sounded at heaven's gate, he let me in. I'll go all the way with Jesus, all the way to heaven's door.
The great Buck Owens with All the Way with Jesus, co-written with his mom, Macy Owens. And of course, that was Buck with I'll Go to Church Again with Mama. Next, I have The Lighthouse by the Happy Goodmans. And then we go to Ross Clow from Verona, Ontario. Ross will give us the great old Carter family standard, Keep on the Sunny Side.
There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea. And when I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead me o'er. If it wasn't for that lighthouse, my ship would sail no more. Everybody that lives around us, they say, why don't you tear that old lighthouse down? You see, the big ships, they don't sail this way anymore, and there's no use in it standing round. But my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light. It was the light from that old lighthouse, and it stayed.
Keep on the sunny side, always always on sunny side. Keep on sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. If we keep on sunny side of life. If we keep on sunny side of life.
By 1950, Buck and his wife Bonnie had two sons, Alan and Michael. Buck found himself playing the steel guitar for local groups in the Mesa, Arizona area. In May of 1951, Buck and his family moved to Bakersfield, California, and Bakersfield boasted a robust country music scene. By this time, Buck was also known as quite the guitar player. He traded his Gibson L7 archtop for a used Fender Telecaster, and Buck paid $35 for that used Telecaster. Buck had no idea that the Telecaster would play a major role in his musical future. By September of 1953, Buck's raunchy, twisted note style of picking the guitar found its way into the recording studios. He played lead guitar on Tommy Collins' hit song, You Better Not Do That. And from 1954 to 58, he played lead guitar for Del Reeves, Gene Vincent, Tommy Sands, Wanda Jackson, Sonny James, Farron Young, and many others in the Capitol recording studios. The guitar stylings that Buck Owens played on his Fender Telecaster, more than any other, defined the great California Bakersfield style of country music that was slowly emerging. Wynn Stewart and Merle Haggard are a part of that history, but no other artist more so than Buck Owens. Two more great Buck Owens songs, Dust on Mother's Bible, and then one titled Jesus Saved Me.
There's dust on Mother's Bible. Its cover's worn with age. And Mama's there on every page. The night the angels called her, Mama called me to her side. Son, let God be your guide. There's dust on Mother's Bible. Its cover's worn with age. And though it's old and wrinkled, Mama's there. Mother's old Bible, to my heart I pressed it tight, and I heard her softly whisper, son, I'll meet you on the other side. I kissed my mother, old Bible, and I wiped away the dust. Oh, you never know until she's gone how you'll miss your mother's love. There's dust on Mother's Bible. Its covers worn with age, and though it's old and wrinkled, Mama's there on every page.
Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day. And a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
My heart was heavy, I was living in sin, but then I found Jesus, and He took me in, and He saved me, and from sin set me free. I thought I'd never find peace of mind, but I gave my heart to Jesus, and He saved this soul of mine, and He saved me, and from sin set me free. Yes, He saved.
Jesus Saved Me, co-written by Buck. Dust on Mother's Bible is all Buck's. He wrote it. And friends, next is Melissa Corey from Memram Cook. When Angels Sing is from her CD, Down Home Country Girl. And then it's Wilf Carr from Windsor Junction. Family Chain comes from the gospel group Sunrise CD, Living in the Name of Love.
Thank you. my closest friends have moved to heaven. They have left this world below to live up there with Christ forever. There they never shall grow. The missing links are safe, I know. I pray we'll all be joined together in that city built of gold. Dead it was the to leave us, and it grieved my mother's soul. Right away she had to join him. They are happy there, I know. The family now been broken, the missing links are safe, I know. I pray we'll all be joined together in that city built of gold. Sun. The broken links will come together, reunited one by one. The family chain has now been broken. The missing I know. I pray we'll all be joined together in that city built of gold.
Friends, here's the one and only king of rock and roll. It's Elvis Presley with the Milky White Way. Then it's a lady I met. It's Isla Grant from Scotland with Will You Walk With Me. Here's Elvis.
Yes, I'm gonna walk, oh, that Milky White Way. Oh, Lord, some of these days. Well, I'm gonna walk that Milky White Way some of these days. Well, 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 I'm gonna walk up and take my stand. Gonna join that Christian band. I'm gonna walk on that Milky White Way, oh Lord, some of these days. I'm gonna tell my mother howdy, 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 when I get home. Yes, I'm gonna tell my mother howdy when I get home. Well, 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 I'm gonna shake my mother's hand. I will shake her hands that day. That's when we walk all that milky white way. Oh Lord, one of these days I'm gonna meet God the Father and God the Son. Yes, I'm gonna meet God the Father and God the Son. Well, 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 I'm gonna sit down and tell him my troubles about the world I just came from. That's when we walk all that milky white way. Oh Lord, one of these days.
Hi friends, this is Isla Grant and you're listening to The Gospel Trail with Peter Trenum right here on CFTA 107.9.
Will you walk with me through the darkest night when my world goes wrong? Will you make it right? Will you guide my lips? In all I say, will you walk with me every day? When I'm tired and weak, will you make me strong when my mind's confused and all hope is gone? Will you take my hand? Will you lead the way, dear Lord? Will you walk with me today? Will you walk with me and ease my pain? Will you walk with me? Give me hope once again when my eyes grow dim. Will you let me see, dear Lord? Will you walk with me? If my friend should go when there's no one there, if I call your name in my dark despair, will you come to me? Will you ease my pain, dear Lord? Will you walk with me again? Help me find the strength just to carry on. Teach me how to pray, for it's been so long since I fell on my knees and asked you to forgive all my sins. Dear Lord, please forgive. Will you walk with me and ease my pain? Will you walk with me? Give me hope once again when my eyes grow dim. Will you let me see, dear Lord? Will you walk with me? Will you walk with me through the darkest night when my world goes wrong? Will you make it right? Will you guide my lips in all I say? Will you walk with me every day? Will you walk with me and ease my pain? Will you walk with me? Give me hope once again when my eyes grow dim. Will you let me see, dear Lord? Will you walk with me? Dear Lord,
Isla Grant from Scotland with One She Wrote, Will You Walk With Me? And the one and only king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, with The Milky White Way. In 1957, Ken Nelson from Capitol Records signed Buck Owens to a recording contract. Buck's first singles sort of disappeared without a trace, and he was discouraged, and he moved to Tacoma, Washington. And while in Tacoma, Buck met a young fiddle player by the name of Donald Eugene Ulrich, better known as Don Rich. In late 58, Buck found himself back in Bakersfield, recording once again for Capitol. In the spring of 59, Buck's song Second Fiddle peaked on Billboard's country music charts at number 24, and that led to a second recording session. Under Your Spell Again would be Buck's first top 10 song. By 1960, Don Rich was a member of Buck's band, and the group had no name, and it was one of Buck's early bass players and musicians by the name of Merle Haggard that dubbed the group the Buckaroos. And success didn't come overnight for Buck Owens. From 1953 to 63, 10 years, Buck was teetering on the edge of success. And from 1959 to 62, he had 7 songs in the top 10. Then in the spring of 1963, Buck released a song written by Johnny Russell, one titled Act Naturally. And during the next 9 years, Buck took 20 songs to the top of the country music charts. Songs like Act Naturally, Love's Gonna Live Here, I've Got a Tiger by the Tail, My Heart Skips a Beat, Think of Me, Open Up Your Heart, Tall Dark Stranger, and many more great songs. And Big in Vegas made it to number 5. And here's a couple more great Buck Owens gospel songs. First, it's one titled It Was With Love, followed by Where Would I Be Without Jesus?
It was with love my Savior drew me to Him. It was with love He led me from the dark. He gave me perfect, gentle understanding. It was with love that Jesus won my heart. It was with love He worked my transformation. Without His love, this wonder could not be. And understanding well my every weakness, it was with love He heard this sinner's plea. Come follow me, lay down your tools and go. I'll love and serve my dear Redeemer always. It was with love that Jesus saved my soul.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email request.ca at eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
When my burdens get heavy, I just kneel down and pray. I ask God to work them out, not mine, but His own way. Safe in His own, what a relief. For without Jesus, where would I be? Where would I be without Jesus? Where would I spend eternity? Lost in a world full of sorrow. Without Jesus, where would I be? Chapter 14 of John, verse 2 and 3. He says he's preparing a place for you and me. With him on my side, that's all I'll ever need. Oh, without Jesus, where would I be? Where would I be? Without Jesus, where would I spend eternity? Lost in a world full of sorrow. Without Jesus, where would I be?
Buck Owens with Where Would I Be Without Jesus, and it was with love. It Was With Love was co-written by Don Rich. Being somewhat of a guitar player myself, I think anyone who ever picked up a Fender Telecaster wished they could play like Buck Owens or Don Rich. And I personally don't see how you could be a fan of country music and not enjoy the music of Buck Owens. Friends, the next number is by yours truly. After I sing, If I Could Hear My Mother Pray Again, it's country gospel artist Susan Huey from Truro with one titled, I Go to the Rock.
How sweet and happy seems those days in which I dream. When memories recall them now and then, and with that rapture sweet, my weary heart would be if I could hear my mother pray again. If I could hear my mother pray again, if I could only hear her tender voice and then. So happy I would be, it would mean so much to me, if I could hear my mother pray again. Shining gospel way.
trusting in His love, I see that home above, where I shall meet my mother some glad day.
If I could hear my mother pray again, if I could only hear her tender voice, and then
so happy I would be, it would mean so much to me,
if I could hear my mother pray again. If I could hear my mother pray again, if I could only hear her tender voice, and then
so happy I would be, it would mean so much to me,
if I could hear my mother pray again.
Friends, in July, CFTA will be celebrating 15 great years on the air. Donations are always welcomed. Connect to the station using your listening device. Look at the top for support. Click on that, and it's really easy to donate. It takes a lot of money to keep us on the air, and ads only cover part of our expenses. The 107.9 transmitter alone uses as much power as leaving an electric stove turned on 24/7. As we look forward to celebrating 15 years this summer, please remember, we can't do it without your help.
Where do I go when there's no one else to turn to? Who do I talk to when no one wants to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock I know that's able. I go to the rock, and I go to the rock of my salvation. Going to the stone that the builder rejected. I run to the mountain, and the mountain stands by me. The earth all around me is sinking sand. On Jesus, a solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Where can I hide till the storms have all passed over? Where can I run to when the winds of sorrow threaten? Is there a refuge in the time of tribulation? When my soul needs consolation, I go to the rock, and I go to the rock of my salvation. Going to the stone that the builder rejected. I run to the mountain, and the mountain stands by me. The earth all around me is sinking sand. On Jesus, a solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Shelter, friend, rock.
A great artist there from Truro, Susan Huey with I Go to the Rock. And one I recorded, If I Could Hear My Mother Pray Again. Nashville tried to ignore Buck Owens or the Bakersfield sound, and George Hamilton IV was one of the very first to record an album of the West Coast style of country music. And George had a hit with the truck-driving man. Buck Owens hit on a style of music that sounded fresh, streamlined, and modern, a sound that was electrified and energetic. In 1966, Buck co-hosted his own weekly television show. Then in 1968, two Canadians, Frank Pepiat and John Aylesworth, came up with the idea to do a one-half-hour cornball humor mixed with country music. After CBS watched the pilot, they picked it up and used it as a summer replacement for the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. Hee Haw was born, and the Buckaroos were the house band. Buck Owens was now getting national exposure on a weekly basis, and the Beatles were a big Buck Owens fan. It was Buck's guitar you hear on the original 1954 recording of The Truck Driving Man by Terry Fell, and Buck also sang harmony on that number. I said earlier, Don Ritz joined Buck Owens' band in 1960. Don played fiddle and was every bit as good on the guitar as Buck. They often played their Fender Telecaster guitars simultaneously. Don Rich also had his hand in developing the Bakersfield country music sound. And Don Rich was Buck's right-hand man, and he also co-wrote many of his big hits. On July the 17th, 1974, after working with Buck in their Bakersfield studio, Don Rich was killed in a motorcycle accident. Don was only 32 years old. Buck was devastated, and for years he refused to talk about Don's death. Then, in an interview in the late 1990s, Buck said Don was like a brother, a son, and his best friend. Buck carried on, but as far as he was concerned, his music had died when Don was killed. The real joy and love and lightning and thunder was gone forever. In all of the greats of country music, Billboard has Buck Owens at number 11. He put 21 songs at number 1, 47 were in the top 10, and in all, he placed 85 songs in total on the country music charts. Buck died in his sleep of an apparent heart attack on March the 25th, 2006, at age 76. Buck married Bonnie Campbell in 1948, and they had two sons. He married Phyllis Buford in 1976, and he had a third son. In 1977, he married fiddle player Jana J. Grief. They were only married a few days, and their marriage was annulled. His fourth marriage was in 1979 to Jennifer Smith. Friends, I only touched on a small portion of the Buck Owens story. Buck's mother, Macy, is a co-writer on many of the gospel songs he recorded, and the songs you heard today by Buck Owens were all from his 1966 Capitol album, Dust on Mother's Bible. The great Buck Owens was inducted into Nashville's Country Music Hall of Fame in 1996, and Buck's sound was carried on by Merle Haggard, Brad Paisley, Dwight Yoakam, and many more of the artists of today. Friends, I hope you enjoyed the great Buck Owens in the Gospel Trail Spotlight today. For me, Buck Owens is one of those artists that I can never get enough of. It's the great Buck Owens as he closes the Gospel Trail today, one titled, Satan's Gotta Get Along Without Me.
Well, now, since I turned old Satan down, I know for sure I'm heaven bound. There ain't nothing he can do to stop me. Since he showed me heaven's light, I know for sure I'm headed right. Satan's gotta get along without me. Well, now Satan's gotta get along without me. 'Cause I've been saved from sin forevermore. Satan's gotta get along without me. 'Cause I'm going to heaven with my Lord. For once he had me in his grasp, but that was a long, long time ago. Since I broke the chain of sin, I know for sure that he can't win. I'm a-going to heaven with my Lord. Well, now Satan's gotta get along without me. For I've been saved from sin forevermore. Satan's gotta get along without me. cause I'm going to heaven with my Lord. Yeah, now I'm going to heaven with my Lord.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.